Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Wake up. It's time to go. Zach Amico's got a show. Animals are here to play. Jokes and guests to start your day. Tell the Sandman no more sleep. Eat some eggs and cook some beef. Laugh is waiting. Don't be shy. Stretch your legs and touch the sky. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico.
Wednesday, it's your old pal, cousin, Zach, your other boy, the international superstar, welcoming you to another edition of Zach Amico's Morning Zoo here on the Gas Digital Network. Thank you so much for tuning in, and thank you so much to my guest sitting across the table from me, from the Laugh It Off podcast, it's our friend Andrew Packer.
Hello, thank you for having me.
My pleasure, brother. How are you today?
I'm doing great.
Thank you very much. Thank you for hanging out. And next to him, my former partner in crime, but still one of my favorite people in the world, it's Ian Finance.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Zach.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing fantastic. How about you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate it.
I'm happy to be here.
And you look fantastic.
As do you.
Thank you. Let's have some fun today, but let's start with some plugs. Jorge, hit that plug music for me, Mr. Packer. What do you want people to check out?
Just check it out. Check out Laugh It Off Live. It's my therapy comedy show where the audience submits topics they want to let go of. And then we have a lineup of comedians and an actual therapist that weigh in. And that therapist is my dad.
What?
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. So
dude.
It's on YouTube. Check it out on at And Packer YouTube.
Oh, please check that out, guys. That sounds really fun. Mr. Fidance?
Hi, everybody. This Wednesday, I'm in Irvine, California at the Irvine Improv. Saturday, August 23rd, two shows, Oxnard, Levity Live. Then I'm in Fort Wayne, Indiana. September, I'm at Comedy Connection in East Providence, Rhode Island. Stress Factory, New Brunswick, New Jersey. And September 26th and 27th, I am in Toronto for JFL Toronto at Comedy Bar. I'm going all over the road. IanFidance.com for tickets. IAnimal69 on Instagram. And subscribe to my YouTube, youtube.com/IanFidanceComedy. I put up stand-up all the time, and that's where my travel show, Ian Do, An Odd Guy Doing Odd Jobs, is coming out. So check that out, and thank you.
Fantastic. If you guys want to check me out, go to my Instagram at Zach Is Not Funny. I wrote a punchup.live/Zach Amico, where I've got all my dates. On August 28th, I'll be in Nashville. On the 29th, Pulaski. August 30th, Miamisburg, Ohio. August 31st, Lexington, Kentucky. And if you love the show, go to GasDigital.com today. The new Gas Digital, again, just redid the whole website. Use that promo code ZOO, ZOO, and that gets you a little money off your subscription as well. As episodes early, ad-free, and uncensored, it gets you the archives, thousands of episodes of all your favorite Gas Digital podcasts. It gets you access to the live chat, and most importantly, our Friday bonus episode. That's right, we do three of these a week, but you only get the Friday show if you subscribe. So check it out today, and thank you so much for supporting the program. Ian, do you want to talk about your travel show a little bit, some of the jobs you're going
to
be doing?
Whoa, yeah, I'd love to.
Yeah,
thank
please.
You, Zach. I filmed 8 or 9 episodes so far, and the towns I go to when I play, I find someone that has an interesting job. They teach me how to do the job, and then I do the job. It's like Dirty Jobs meets Simple Life.
Okay.
And this past weekend, I was in Chicago, and we drove out to a canine training facility, and I got tackled by German Shepherds and was taught how to train them and command them, and it was horrific.
Mr. Fidance, get away from my sheep!
Dude, they didn't tell me that the dog suit that I wore, you feel like the pinch, because if the dog can't pinch, then they're going to try to chomp through an actual arm when they're like attacking, and they don't want that to happen. They just want the dog to put you in enough pain to make you submit. So like, it's all about jaw pressure. So they start out with like an initial arm thing that's like really, really tough. And then they lower it to where it's like super thin almost to like work the dog's jaw, and they didn't tell me I was wearing like the thin suit.
Oh no.
So dude, I'm just like, you'll never catch me, covers. And I start running, and the dog runs and rips my arm, and I immediately am like, ow, stop, please stop. And I start thanking the dog. Like, I don't know, I thought the dog would listen. I was like, thank you, okay, I get it, you did your job, thank you. And they're laughing at me like, oh, does it hurt? This happens all the time to us. And I'm like, oh god, help me. And the thing's dick was like so hard, like it was weird, man. The it was like so excited to kill me, and then they put a muzzle on it, and it like it tackles you and like headbutts you with the muzzle. It was crazy.
And its dick was hard.
Well, when he was coming at me initially, like his, because they get so excited because it's like play for them. So this dog's dick was like hard, and then once he got what he wanted, it like went away. But he was like just so excited. I was like, "Wow, you and I."
And then you had to wipe your mouth and
yeah. That's how I got him off me. And so then I was in Wisconsin, and I got a tattooer's license for $65 in an hour. You can get licensed to tattoo in Wisconsin. So I tattooed an apprentice at this tattoo shop. They opened up the BattleBots arena for me in Vegas. And I fixed robots and then got to control one at this like huge arena show. That's fun.
That's awesome.
Man.
I can't wait to watch, buddy.
Thanks, man. Yeah. It's really fun. I'm really enjoying it. Because there's something to do because I'm so lonely.
I mean, yeah, that sounds like you just designed a show that's going to give you a bunch of stuff to do when you would be so bored.
Oh, yeah. It's the best.
Ian needs a friend.
Yeah. Well, that'll be the follow up show. And that's where I just hang out with people.
Sad phone calls at 4 a.m. with Ian Finance.
Yeah. It's great, man, and it just works out. I'm on the road fucking every weekend, so I just find someone during the week, link up, and we
and is it fans usually?
It's mostly like fans or like oh hey, I know someone I'd like to link you up with, and I'm like, okay, great. And so I'm super stoked. Once I get enough subscribers on my YouTube page, then I'm gonna release it. So probably around like 2,500 or 3,000 subscribers.
Please follow Ian so we can check that out. It reminds me of one of my favorite shows that I always talk about, Only in America with Larry the Cable Guy.
Whoa, what was that?
So it's he travels the country, and it's essentially like it's a kind of a job, like a Dirty Jobs kind of show, but it's more related to American history. So I'm a nerd for it. So it's such, I've given up old white guy TV. Like, it's such a dad show. Like,
yeah. When did this come out?
A couple years ago.
And what jobs would he do? Would he do jobs, or he would just like go interview like
all different? It wasn't just jobs. So like he would go to like demolition derby, very like Americana shit.
Yeah.
He went to where they do alligator hide.
Whoa.
And like how they skin an alligator, which they inflate, which was weird.
Whoa. I'm going to a reptile sanctuary.
Nice.
This week, actually.
Very sick.
Yeah, I'm very
And then my
excited.
Favorite was he did a whole thing on marksmen and sharpshooters.
Oh, that's
where
great.
Where he started off in like the ghillie suit.
Right.
Learning how to be a marksman.
Uh-huh.
With like, you know, the military.
Yeah.
And his final thing was he had to shoot a quarter from across a football field.
Did he do it?
He got close.
Like, is a quarter moving, or is it just like sitting there?
It's a coin like sitting on a thing.
Right.
But then it goes into, he goes squirrel hunting with a bunch of like rednecks, because he talks about in the show how the American Revolution, we won. One of the reasons we had way better marksmen is because we had small game hunters.
Mm.
So we were sending all these rednecks. Who were used to shooting like squirrels and chipmunks shit.
Oh, that's cool.
And the British fucking, these assholes come wearing red.
Yeah.
So they could see them coming from miles away. And they're like, dude, I shoot fucking tiny creatures for food. I'll fucking fuck these
fucking. Yeah, aren't they also playing drums and trumpets and everything?
Yeah, they had no idea. It was completely unbeknownst to them, the idea of like, oh, we've got fucking hillbillies hiding in trees.
Mm. Yeah, they fought like they've only conquered the world. That's been their experience of war the whole time.
As we march in and march back out.
Yeah, and then strategy came to play.
It's kind of what happened with us with Vietnam.
Yeah.
Where, like, we tried to big dick it.
And Afghanistan.
Yeah.
You can't get too confident.
Don't get too comfy ever since.
Yeah.
I remember.
Dude, that's so funny, though. Just like some British guy walking around and some guy's like, hey, once I shoot him, can I eat him?
I remember being a kid and my dad explaining Vietnam to me and why everyone was upset about Vietnam.
What did he say?
So this is a very my dad way to put it. It was, well, Zach, we had just walked up and down Europe, you know, basically imposing our will on the world.
Right.
And here we hear about this little rat country, Vietnam, and we send our troops fully in there, and they destroyed us.
Yeah.
So it was humiliating. So then I repeated that in history class.
Oh, my God.
When we had just gotten a Vietnamese student. And I referred to Vietnam as a little rat country.
Oh, my God, Zach.
I got in trouble. He cried.
Oh, no, that poor kid.
I mean, you know.
Yeah.
I understand both sides.
Yeah. God, oh, that's so sad. Yeah. I remember I asked my uncle, who was in Vietnam, and I was like, why don't they let gay people in the military? And he was like, because when you're in a foxhole, you don't want to look over and your buddy's over there putting on lipstick. And even when I was like a kid, I was like, I don't think that's what they do in war. Like, what are you talking about, Uncle Danny?
I don't think that's always what they do in gay sex.
Are you really going to be like in a foxhole and they're like just mortar shells everywhere and some guy's like, I got to put on some rouge.
I'm not going to die looking like this.
Yeah. I want to leave behind a good looking corpse. We need munitions, we need MREs, and we need some cover up. Hey, when I say something, can you guys laugh?
Oh, I smile. I'm sorry. I smile. I like you. I'm just not a big laugher all the time. I'm sorry.
Oh, God, I'm
don't
dying.
Feel. Don't be so desperate. It's okay.
I was on board for the first day.
Yeah, we're having fun, baby. Don't get in your head. You panic. You're a nervous little monkey boy. It's okay. A conversation happens.
I have a tear coming out of my eye.
It's okay, dude. Don't be a nervous little monkey boy. Just be happy. Let the conversation happen.
Oh, I'm so tired.
We all love each other. There's no. This is not the old regime.
You stare into the eyes of this gorilla that's sitting on the table.
What is this gorilla from?
It's common.
I don't know. Josie brought it, and now it's just my monkey.
He's in like some cartoon or something.
I don't know.
Four times, right?
I don't know. He's my monkey.
Mm, I like him.
Yeah, we just hang out. All right, let's do some stories. You guys see that rabbits are growing horns in Colorado?
I saw that.
What?
Mm.
So it's a fungus, I believe.
It's The Last of Us is happening to rabbits.
Dude, you gotta see. It's fucking weird. It's like the kind of shit that only happens to Indian people.
What?
Like, they're just growing
shit. Oh, and then they end up on my explore page? Wait, what is it? Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, those poor guys.
Yeah.
What is this from?
So we have full-on mutant rabbits running around Colorado. Shannon, explain it.
Okay, so it's not a fungus. It's basically like HPV kind of. It's the Shope papilloma virus, and it pretty much only affects rabbits and hares.
For now.
Yeah, it says that they get it from infected like bugs, fleas, mosquitoes, and stuff like that. That's how it's transmitted. But they say that unless it like gets to their eyes or something like that, that their immune systems can usually fight it off and it will go away. But unless it gets like into their eye or brain.
Now, Shannon, is there a chance that HPV will mutate and all the girls that I've had sex with will start growing horns?
It's a possibility.
Would they grow it? So does it grow at the site of it? Because then would they have like thorny pusses? Or is it just something you develop?
Does it hurt them?
Also, is it transmitted through sex, or is this just...
They said that they're getting it through fleas and shit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but how come other things aren't getting it from the fleas? Why only rabbits?
It only affects rabbits so far.
What?
Certain diseases only affect, like... Yeah, certain diseases only affect certain animals.
Can we see more pictures? Oh, those poor things.
Unless they're the coolest rabbit.
Did you... Speaking of rabbits, did you... Oh, my God.
I wonder how, like, tough it is if that growth is, like... Is it, like, bone, or is it kind
of
just,
like,
growth?
Is it, like, a deer's antlers?
It looks painful.
It looks not right.
Oh, those poor guys, man. Yeah. Dude, speaking of rabbits, did you hear about that... Who's that German woman that faked being a socialite in New York City?
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear about her and her rabbit debacle?
No.
there was a photo shoot where they got rabbits on leashes for her off some subway stop in the city. And then, like, the 19-year-old PA who was in charge of getting the rabbits, after the shoot, they were like, okay, well, these are yours now. Like, you have to get rid of these or bring them back or whatever. And the kid panicked, didn't know what to do, so he left them in Park Slope, just took a box, dumped them in Park Slope, and then went away. And people found them, and it turned into this huge shitstorm. And he, like, doubled down, and was like, no, I brought them to Yonkers. And they're like, okay, can you show us the text exchange? He's like, well, I deleted it. It's kind of funny how you don't believe me. Like, he got, like, real indignant. And then it just got to snowball into this crazy thing. He got caught in such a lie, and he had to make a public statement, like, I and I alone acted in a way that was against my moral character. Please leave everyone else alone. And, like, dude, all these rabbit, like, New York rabbit lover communities came after him. And it was, like, this crazy thing, but it was so sad just seeing this, like, little pet store domesticated rabbit just sitting in Park Slope. Like, how dumb do you have to
be
to
think that? Did he dump him, or did he leave him in a box?
He dumped him and then left the box.
Oh, he left the box. Yeah, he freed them.
You got to do a full dump. You can't leave the box.
No, you don't dump. You can't just leave pet store rabbits in Park Slope and think, like, there's other rabbits that they'll hang out with. Yeah. Are you stupid? Yeah. Those little guys, they're going to get horns on them.
Yeah, they're not going to last long.
They're not going to last.
She also she put out a statement saying, I don't eat meat. I
but
don't.
She sure liked the bone.
I don't condone, like, I had nothing to do with the transport of these animals, the booking of them, the return of them. So she, like, cleared herself of everything having to do with this.
Yeah, but the kid just completely folded. He was in charge of getting them. And from the same person he like, adopted them from, that's the same person who was like, hey, I think I recognize those rabbits.
And they were just hanging out in the park? Or they were they weren't in the box?
No, they were hanging out in the park.
Then they survived.
No, this was like an hour after he dumped them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Just take them to Central Park. Won't someone eat it?
No, how dare you? They're little rabbits.
They're food.
No,
they're not.
They're pets. They're domesticated pet rabbits. They can't just be let out in the wild. There's a difference between running around wild rabbits and pet rabbits.
Yeah, that's easier to catch.
No, we don't want them to die. They need to be someone's pet. What's wrong with you?
They're food.
No, they're not.
Yes, they're food.
For who?
What eats rabbits? Everything eats rabbits.
You think something that eats rabbits is living in Park Slope? No way.
No, but I said Central Park, there's definitely something.
No way.
100%.
Let's bet the gorilla.
You're telling me there's not
a predator in Central Park?
A hawk?
Yeah, but people don't want hawks running around Central Park. Once one hawk gets a little rabbit, he's going to tell the other hawks they aren't going to come in, and then they're going to steal someone's Pomeranian.
There's hawks. There's also coyotes in Central Park.
Nuh-uh.
Yep.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And raccoons, but they probably won't kill a rabbit.
And the coyotes and hawks eat little things in the park.
Yeah, they are the predators that were listed at Central Park.
Well, there's I don't think those
them.
Little...
They've been hunting them.
I don't think those little pet rabbits should be let go on them. Am I wrong?
You're not wrong.
Andrew, I mean, like, you're up. Right, but the thing, the reason I've been quiet is because I see a rabbit and I just, like, don't care. Like, I don't know. Like, I love my dog. If it was a dog, I'd be losing it harder than you right now, but I see a fluffy little rabbit and I go...
It's cute. It's pettable. It's a very pettable meal.
Yeah.
Have you ever eaten a rabbit?
I've had rabbit. Yeah.
I've had rabbit. I don't like it.
I'll tell
it's
you
way too gamey.
What it tastes like. It tastes like food.
What are you, a hawk?
I think I'm biased because I lived with a rabbit and I wasn't fond of him.
I can tell there's some sort of history here.
Yeah. My roommate Stefan years ago had a girlfriend who had a rabbit.
Mm-hmm.
Reggie, he moved in with us. Rabbits kind of suck to live with.
They're really tough to take care of as pets.
Well, first of all, in an apartment building,
and they're stinky.
They thump.
Mm-hmm.
So if you remember, I had my horrible Indian people downstairs. Yes. They hated me.
Yes.
They hated the rabbit because he would thump at night.
Mm-hmm.
And they would say we were hammering. And they were building furniture.
Because the rabbit thumped. Hopping around?
No, they do the... You know Thumper from...
Yeah, they do a thing with their legs.
Bambi. Oh. They bang with their back leg.
I didn't know they do that.
Yeah.
So he would thump, and the Indian people would freak out. And I don't think this is Rabbit's. I think it was Reggie's owner.
Mm.
She was a very, very well-to-do lady.
Mm-hmm.
Very vegan, very adamantly vegan.
Mm-hmm.
And Reggie was a spoiled boy. So, like, I remember one night we all came home from a bar and we didn't have Reggie's food.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like 3 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And she's and freaking
just, like,
out.
Thumping and moving around.
Yeah. And I was like, why don't we go to McDonald's and get a salad?
Mm-hmm.
Ask for it with nothing on it.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, and you can go through it and see if there's anything he can't have.
Yeah.
And we'll just put it in his bowl. And she goes, that's iceberg lettuce. That doesn't have the nutrients he needs.
Oh, God.
I'm like, lady, it's one meal. We'll get food in the morning.
Yeah.
But then also, she would use Reggie to try to cock block me.
How?
So one night I had ladies over.
Ladies?
Yeah, 3 young ladies came to hang. We weren't fucking.
Oh.
I mean, I was trying. I was hanging out with ladies.
Yeah.
And she hated when girls came over.
Mm-hmm.
So one night, these girls came over and they all played with the bunny,
mm-hmm.
of course.
Yeah.
And then he chewed up our Ethernet cable and took a piss on the box.
Oh.
So our internet went out.
You should have let this bunny out in Park Slope.
Right?
That sounds very targeted. Yeah. Like Ethernet and box?
Yeah, well, they were next to each other.
He sounds very vindictive.
So then the next day... went over the internet. She goes, it's because you had those girls over last night. I went, what? She goes, he doesn't like girls.
What?
And I was like, what? And she's like, yeah, you shouldn't have them over again. That was him telling you not to have those girls again.
Did she turn him into an attack rabbit?
No, but it was just her. He took
I've
on
heard,
her.
Hold on, let me try again. I've heard of task rabbit, but I've never heard of attack rabbit.
You got it. You got it. Yeah.
Well, oh, he's making him suck his own dick.
Now I know how to get laughs. I just have to tickle
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The listeners are like, wow, he really got Andrew on that one.
Like, so they say that some like your pets take on your personality traits, good or bad.
But are rabbits like that? Like, can they really? Because a dog really does mirror your personality and has their own personality. I've never seen that from a rabbit. They just kind of look like they're there eating.
I'm sure if you spend enough time with it, you can start
some
to understand.
Some of them can be pretty mean.
Yeah. I think we're turning on rabbits right now.
I was about to say, some of them can be pretty mean because they're meant to be in the wild.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh. They're meant to be in Park Slope.
Oh. Oh.
Maybe this little twink was right. Yeah. He should have just dropped him off.
No, he dropped it off in a Jew neighborhood where it would become a hat.
Jesus. Jesus, Jack.
What? There's nothing wrong with the name Jew, with the term Jew neighborhood.
Do you think, Shan, is there a follow-up on this kid? Did he kill himself? What happened?
No, I don't have the follow up on him, but they were taken back in. The bunnies are safe.
Yeah.
Hmm.
They're very cute, but I don't, it's a bad pet.
No, I wouldn't want a rabbit as a pet.
I think maybe if you have, here's the thing, it's not a city pet.
No.
Maybe if you have a house out in the country,
I mean,
and the rabbit has its own habitat.
Yeah, but
in the backyard.
A friend of mine growing up had a rabbit as a pet. And he had it in a cage in the backyard. Because if you let them go, they're susceptible to getting eaten by other stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because they're food animals.
Yeah, 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 they're prey. Yeah.
Yeah, but doesn't prey deserve to not be prey?
No, that's not how it works. Well,
you know what's funny? You said dogs, like, mirror their owners. And I am thinking about my 2 cats. And they are so...
gay.
Me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, one of them's, like, super affable and, like... friendly and like everyone loves them, and then the other one's like like nervous and like everything, and I'm like, oh, well, did I do that to you?
If you ever meet a dog
like,
that has
be, like,
anxiety
nice and then slink away and like sleep for 3 days, and I'm like, yeah, gets it after his father.
If you ever meet a dog that has quote unquote anxiety,
mm-hmm.
I guarantee you its owner has anxiety.
Yeah.
Dude, no super comfortable, happy, outgoing person has a dog with anxiety.
Yeah, but also my 1 cat was found in an engine block and like didn't have a mother, and I was his first like human real like con. So he was kind of, you know, a little broken from the start.
Still, it's a cat.
You interpret and imprint
the personality. But yeah, some animals are mean.
Yeah. He's not mean. You're talking about my guy all the time.
I didn't say he was mean. My grandma had a mean cat, Molyas. Really?
Actually, my cat Samson's been coming out more. I'm really proud of him. Anyway.
So. Molyas was mean as hell.
The hell name is Molyas.
Oh, something German.
Really?
And Molyas lived in the basement, and my grandpa had a big bald head, and he would sit in his recliner, and Molyas would scratch his bald spot, like run at it, and he hated my grandpa's bald spot. So he would sit in his fucking Archie Bunker chair, and Molyas would get up on the kitchen table and run and then claw my grandpa's bald spot.
What makes that cat hone in on the bald spot?
I don't know, but he hated my grandpa's head.
Some cats just hone in on your insecurity and exploit it. I think that's what it is.
Yeah, two of my old roommates, one had a cat and the other hated the cat, and I'll never forget the first day my one roommate brought the cat to live with us. My buddy was sipping a cup of coffee. He was like, I hate this fucking cat. And the cat just went up to him and then swiped his leg. He was like, and then his claw got, and it took his socks off, and he had to like shake his foot. The sock comes off. And I was like, I'm on team cat. That was kind of cool.
I think they definitely can tell when you don't like them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever lived, like, certain animals I just think aren't even suburban animals.
Thank you.
What?
That was Natalie. She was just, Shannon's microphone was on, right?
Oh, I thought they were having an argument and you just proved her point.
I don't know. So for me, the
thank
worst.
Thank you, Zach. Yes.
And by the way, certain animals are not for indoor because they stink.
Yeah.
Rabbits. My permanent, your white trash if you have it. Ferret.
Whoa.
Ferret doesn't belong in the house.
Do you know Matt Richards has like 20 animals and he brings like a sugar flyer glider with him and he just keeps it in his little like wrist? Is that crazy?
That's insane.
Yeah. You know sugar gliders?
No, I don't know what that is.
Pop up a sugar glider.
So
yeah,
we've gone through sugar glider many years ago on the Real Ass podcast when Lewis was looking for a pet for baby James.
Mm-hmm.
And we called the pet store and they straight up told us, do not get a sugar glider.
Why?
First of all, they said, oh, go ahead. They're very cute.
Oh, God, you just throw it? Oh, that's cool.
Oh, wow.
Why won't you get one? Those are great.
They are adorable.
So
That's like a pet boomerang. It was crazy.
Thing number one, you're not supposed to have just one.
What are they, Pringles? Tickle, 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 tickle. Laugh, laugh. Don't make me. I'll come over there and tickle you, Zach.
Ian only knows about Pringles because he's on the can.
I was going to say, I'm like, it's Lay's, but all right, we're going with that.
No, Pringles. Once you pop, you don't stop.
Oh, I thought you were like Pringles because people get their fists stuck in you. it's a loose grip.
Man, you're sitting on that one for a while.
So is he. They're bonding animal. They need a friend, or they get depressed.
Yeah,
they also apparently take 8 to 10 months to bond with their owner.
What?
So they spend the first 8 months you have them attacking you.
Nuh-uh.
That's what the lady at the pet store said.
She's lying. Matt Richards' thing didn't attack him. He was so he just stayed in his pocket.
Maybe that was a very nice one. The other issue people have with sugar gliders. Is you can no longer have open liquids in the house.
Why?
They can fall in them?
They dive in them.
Wow.
So you can't leave the toilet open ever because it'll dive and drown.
I don't leave the toilet up.
Yeah.
And the other thing is you can't cook anything because they dive in the soup. Like if you're making a soup or a stew or something, they dive in it and cook themselves alive.
Well, don't they have a little cage or something you can put them in while you do that stuff? Or?
Yeah.
Of course, but I think... You got to keep an eye on them all the time.
Right.
Shannon, is that where the points we came to last time?
Yeah, and I don't know that it's necessarily that they're looking to dive into, like, the boiling pot. It's just they're not acknowledging it as danger. So if they're, like, gliding around, they might just go in there and die. They have, like, a really specific diet where it's, like, certain fruits, nuts, bugs. And then also, like you said, they're colony animals. And so, like, they thrive when they're together. So yeah, it does take time for them to like bond with a human. They like need their friends. Mm. Yeah, and they're not truly domesticated, so they really are like wild animals and shouldn't be in the house.
Wow.
See, there you go. We knew that fucking kid that had a million snakes.
God damn.
They probably shouldn't be in the fucking house.
What's wrong with just getting a dog? I got a dog like 6 weeks ago. It's a 4-month-old miniature Dachshund. Why are people not just doing something simple like that? It's already a lot.
Get a cat. Cats just are better. Cats need to be rescued.
We are perfect representation of a cat person and a dog person. This is very.
Yeah. Yep.
Dogs
cats
are better.
Are the best.
I get it. I've been in a dog. I've really been yearning. I think I can't have it in my place. I need somewhere for it to run around. I feel bad when people have like New York dogs.
That's why I got a little one. It's just a mini Dachshund.
A little one I can wrap my head around.
Yeah, put that thing in the wild. See how it survives.
Oh,
my cat, he'll live.
You see her run around.
My cat will take your dog out any day of the week.
I doubt it.
Let's go. Bring your dog over.
My dog was bred to take down badgers.
Your dog was bred to be a little wiener dog. A little wiener dog.
Buddy.
Let's see a picture of it.
This is our new show.
I bet dog fuck your cat
we're
up.
We're gonna get dogs versus cat
Not
arena,
Glenn.
And we're gonna have them battle.
Anytime someone brings a dog in my place, Glenn alphas the shit out of their dog. It's awesome. Let's go.
Yeah, but they had real dogs, but it's just like, or is it like whatever
Jordan's
raised?
Dog, Coyote, and then fucking my friend CeCe brought over a Boston Terrier, and Glenn like alphaed the fuck out of him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the dog like was cowering, and Glenn's like the super nicest guy. Like, he'll come up and like hop on your shoulder and like let you hold him, and he's like so chill. But with I don't know, with like dogs, he's just like not in my fucking house. Like that's my boy. And then Samson's in the corner, like, is everything all right? Oh boy! Like inside of me live two wolves, Glenn and Samson.
My first cat was racist.
What?
Probably on me.
How? It really does mirror the owner.
I didn't raise him.
Oh, okay. What race?
I got him.
All races?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Blacks.
Race? How?
I don't know. He didn't like black people.
Why? What would he do?
Kiss?
Really? For only black people?
Yeah.
Maybe it was like a color thing.
I don't know what it was, but
I mean, that's kind of what racism is.
Yeah.
Dude, cats not colorblind the way dogs are?
I don't know. I know cats develop their meow to communicate with us. And
yeah, cats don't meow at each other. That's for us.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
But yeah, Fred hissed at black people. I don't know what. But really? I got him from my ex.
Oh.
And that her family was garbage.
Oh, I was going to say, the cat probably saw the ex just get mauled by a ton of black people in the bedroom. So she just thought they were threats.
Yeah, he thought they were natural predators.
I like that you said mauled, because that's in the cat's mind. Like, this is a mauling, of course.
Yeah, see, I'm such a cat guy. I speak of their language.
Yeah, he would hiss at black people. And then Seymour hated my roommate Vito because Vito always had other cats.
Mm.
So I think he associated Vito with the other cats, because then after Vito and his cats moved out, Vito came to stay for a day before my wedding. And Seymour saw him and immediately started hissing at him.
Are your cats still not getting along?
No, Seymour passed away.
Oh, God. Oh, that's right. Fuck.
Don't worry about it. You're good. It was a while ago. You're fine, baby. He's on the shelf. We're boys. It's cool. Hey, guys. You ever wake up in the morning and just feel soft? Like your coffee is warming your hands, but not doing a damn thing for your balls or your brain? Well, that's why they created Body Brain Coffee. It's not just coffee. It's coffee with purpose, specifically testosterone. Packed with clinically backed ingredients, this isn't your girlfriend's oat milk latte. This is for men who want to get their edge back in the gym, in the boardroom, and yeah, the bedroom too. And it's not just about testosterone. Body Brain is also built to dial in your focus, clarity, and mood, thanks to lion's mane, ashwagandha, and L-theanine. So while your basic brew is giving you the jitters and a crash, Body Brain Coffee is helping you stay sharp, calm, and locked in, all while supporting your natural T levels. If you're serious about your energy, your mindset, and your masculinity, it starts with what you put in your cup. And you can save 15% today with the promo code ZOO15, ZOO15, at bodybraincoffee.com. That's bodybraincoffee.com, promo code ZOO15. Power your day, fuel your drive. Let's get back into the program, Slither.
Have you ever had to go through a pet death?
Yeah, I mean, my childhood dog. basically the day I left for college, right after, like it was like she went through the whole childhood.
Like a broken heart.
And then she was just like, she was holding on by a thread when I got dropped off. And then the next day it was just, she's like, I did my job.
Oh, that's beautiful. Yeah. That's the kind of love I want.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want someone to die without me.
You just want someone to care that you're gone.
Yeah. I just want someone to care.
You just
want to
complete your purpose. You know? Yeah. That's what she did.
Do you leave food for the cats, or do you have somebody come over?
I have automatic feeder, automatic water, automatic litter, and then my cousin Sherry comes over and takes care of them. So she'll come over like every day after work and just check on them, play with them a little.
Okay,
cool. Yeah.
You know, can I be honest with you?
What?
Sherry's got a body on her.
She's got a body, yaddy, yaddy. Sherry's great. She did the podcast a week or two ago, right?
Dude, I was talking to her. She took a fucking like thirst trap picture.
Really?
Holding her tits. You wouldn't know from the way she's fucking.
My cousin Sherry.
She dresses like Adam Sandler,
but butch lesbian.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she dresses like a fucking trucker, but she got a fucking body on her.
I'm like, dude, grow your hair out. Like, grow your hair long and fucking.
Go lipstick?
Know. Yeah.
I'm telling you, dude, Sherry, I was really impressed.
Hell yeah. That's cool. If you're watching, slip into cousin Sherry's DMs. No, she's married. She's doing good. She's not cheating anymore.
Yeah. She's getting through it.
No, Sherry's a homie, man. She really hooks it up, coming over and helping out with the cats.
Okay. So when I go out on the road, if nobody's home, usually I 3 days is max.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll leave like a shitload of food and water.
Oh, so you don't have automatic. You just leave it in there.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I mean, when I leave a ton.
Yeah. Have you seen the increasingly bad decisions of Todd Margaret?
Yeah.
It's a David Cross TV show. Like, he gets asked to go move to London, and he just leaves a pile of cat food for his cat before he leaves. And then, like, the next episode, it's just the cat's, like, bones and all these animals have come through the window. Just, like, it's... Funnier if you saw it. I didn't do a good job.
It's a British show.
It's a British show.
It's David Cross, but it's British humor.
Yeah,
okay.
So it's very, very dark.
Yeah.
I don't think that's been 3 days, I think you can leave.
No,
a cat.
That's great. That's fine.
And then I leave music on for him.
Oh, that's cute.
Just so he's got somewhere to chill.
Yeah.
I was doing that for a bit for my dog, but then you know your Spotify doesn't let you have it playing in two places at the same time. And I was like,
I leave YouTube on and they have like music for cats and stuff.
Dude, okay. I went to my friend's spot in Chicago, and they have this like huge fucking insane studio, and it's like a warehouse. And on one of the walls, he has YouTube videos playing of little like cartoon squirrels and birds, and the cats it's on a projector, and the cats just run and swat the wall because it's like a concrete. It was like the coolest thing ever.
We had to stop because we had a video for cats that was birds. But we had to stop because my cat kept trying to. There was a red bird he hated.
Dude, mine, no
and
matter
he would
what,
just leap at the TV.
When I listen to music or anything on my phone,
he sits
Glenn
on it.
Will come up. No, he'll just paw at it, and he's like called 911 on my phone by accident because I don't know how, but it like he can like swipe up.
He probably hit emergency call.
I don't know what he did, but I can bet your dog won't do that.
Hopefully not.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, actually, that's a bad thing. Yeah.
All right. So here's a fun game. Let's take a little guessing game, kids. Former Miss Universe star Ksenia Alexandrova, dead at 30. Let's guess what happened.
Pills.
You say pills?
Yeah.
Mr. Packer?
She was deadlifting and just pulled it all.
Okay.
Whoa, yeah. That's a nice positive outlook on how this woman would die.
Jorge?
Shannon covered up before I can look at the screen. I want to say something weird like elevator death.
Yeah, I feel like this. I sent this to Shannon without looking at
elevator
it.
Elevator death.
I do also feel this was an accidental and not like an overdose. Mm-hmm. I feel like this was just a freak accident. Shannon?
Can I give you an extra clue and maybe you'll adjust your guesses?
Yes.
So she is, she was a Miss Russia and this happened in Russia.
Car accident.
Oh, poisoning.
Andrew?
Frostbite on a bread line.
I don't know. My mind just went super political.
God,
she got caught in Crimea for a little bit.
I was going to say she got asked to join the war.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Drowned in Russian dressing.
I'm saying poisoned.
She got stuck in a doll that was slightly too small for her.
Turned into borscht.
Okay, so she was killed after an elk smashed through the car windshield of a Porsche with her husband.
Whoa.
Husband's fine.
Yep, and she it smashed like directly into her head, knocking her unconscious, and then she just had terrible brain injuries, and then she passed away about a month later.
Oh, that's so sad.
Are we certain that the husband was not fucking the elk?
Yeah.
Are we certain
the elk wasn't sent by the Russian government?
That's fucking... Oh, so beautiful. Elk! Oh,
that little head smashed by an elk that looks like a rabbit with HPV.
That's brutal. I always think about like the people that die from pranks, like when people throw shit out of the car. Do you tell people, like, so if you're a fan, so...
Oh, does that happen a lot?
So wasn't there a lady that was killed by a turkey? Like somebody threw a frozen turkey?
Oh, that's so sad.
You have to tell people, like, oh, my mom died, what happened? Do you make something like a car accident?
Oh, there
you
was
don't
a,
say.
A freak.
Yeah.
Turkey.
Car accident.
You just say car accident. Dude, yeah. The best turkey driving video I've ever seen is, have you ever seen that? It's two shots of a truck driver driving and a turkey is somehow in his cab. And he's like, get out of here, turkey. Get out of here. And he pushes a turkey out and the turkey's like, gobble, gobble, gobble. And then the next shot is a guy driving down the highway that the turkey goes through the windshield and you just see turkey feathers explode and the kid gets out of the car. He's covered in blood. He's like, what the fuck? It's crazy. Can you find that video?
If you can find that, I would love that, Shannon. Am I right about the turkey going through the windshield?
Turkey truck driver accident.
So Zach, the one that, if this is the same one, I think that she was, it was in 2004, and it said she was nearly killed.
Okay.
When the frozen turkey was thrown through her windshield, but she died 10 years later. She was 59.
Okay. And if you could find Ian's video.
Yeah, I'm working on it.
That used to just be a thing, by the way. Like, how old are you, brother?
31.
Maybe this is a little past your age range. When we were kids, like, I had friends that used to just stand on the freeway and throw shit.
Yeah.
No, it's part of being a young boy is that you want to throw things and watch them interact with whatever they're going towards.
Especially like growing up like in a suburban area.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Like,
I remember we all saw The Good Son and we were like, yeah, that's funny.
Oh, I wasn't allowed to watch that because it was like rated R. But I remember I wanted to because Macaulay Culkin was in it. We used to, yeah, dude, my buddy was driving under like a overpass and these teens were up there and they threw eggs and it exploded on his windshield. And his wife was like, are you going to drive back there and do something? Like, what the fuck? Blah, blah, blah. And he goes, you know what? For all the shit I did as a kid, smashing mailboxes, throwing like, you know, sodas over bridges and stuff, like, good for them.
Had it coming.
They got me. Yeah. I had it coming. Yeah.
I mean, it's just like, oh, here we go.
Yeah.
All right, I got to try to get this turkey out of my truck. Okay, you got to go, stupid. Come on, go out the same way you came in.
You got to go, stupid.
Get your little head out of here.
Come on, get out. Get out. Get out.
Oh, sound like a cat.
Okay, we'll try the side door.
Oh, wow.
So scary.
So scary.
Come on, stupid.
I like that he tried to speak turkey. It looks like he has an animal cage there.
That's for hookers and Batman sheets.
Yeah.
Oh, the poor hooker. They get banged out on Batman sheets in a fucking
turkey
lot.
Turkey feathers everywhere.
Ooh! Oh, the thud! Oh! Just absolutely decimated. What did he think was going to happen? He left no other choice to the turkey. There was road and car, and that's it.
Can we see that?
Do you have
the head again?
Do you have the video of the kid?
That's probably two different videos, and they edited it.
Yeah.
But Shaq, can we just see the hit again, please?
Turkey getting hit sounded like me when that dog tackled me.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Thank you. You did your job. I'm free. One. Ooh. He didn't even get a three potato of freedom.
This is one of those videos that gets funnier the more times you see
it. Yep, one more time.
Show it again.
Goes like that. Just
dunk.
Freedom.
I didn't want to be in your truck anyway.
No, he's a drive-thru.
All right, door's open. Get the fuck out. Door's open. Get the fuck out.
Wait, there's a part that we're not seeing.
The cameraman, I mean, he's on it. Like, the fact that he caught it.
First of all, it's like a Final Destination.
But, it's like, what else? No, this is, like, exactly what should happen when you open the door to a quote-unquote cage onto a road.
Yeah.
It's like if you, like, when they captured a polar bear, if they just, like, released it onto a freeway. It's like,
well,
where is it going
to
go?
The other side was out to the woods.
And then the guy, the trucker's, like, blaming the turkey, being like, I tried to get him out on the other side. Want to go.
Can you try to find the video from the driver's perspective?
But we're real quick. There's one thing we're missing that's my favorite part.
What?
As the turkey gets hit, there's just one feather. Like the bag in American Beauty. You gotta see. You watch.
Go back.
Watch like the bottom right hand side of the turkey. It's the one feather dancing in the wind like Pocahontas.
Dude, I make the same noise when that dog tackles me. Ready?
Ow, he's like biting my skin. Yeah, he really is. Ow. Okay, man. All right, buddy. Thank
you. Get your elbow up under you.
Thank you.
Right knee up under you.
Loosh.
Lean forward and stand up.
Loosh, he's really hurting.
He's probably not going
to help. Ow.
Can you let him go? You want him down?
Yeah, I do. All right, Loosh.
Loosh was a code word they gave me. That's like the command to like let go. And they were like, oh, he's not going to listen to you. No, that's our word.
Like, he doesn't respect you.
Yeah.
He just bitched you out.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, is this the other side?
That was the craziest fucking thing that ever happened. 70 miles fucking per hour, a fucking bird. What the fuck, dude?
Here it is. Here, play the whole thing.
Doors open. Get the fuck out.
Oh, man.
Well, he didn't make it very far.
That was the craziest fucking thing that ever happened. 70 miles fucking per hour, a fucking bird. What the fuck, dude?
What are the odds?
I like that both parties blame the bird. Yeah. It's clearly the bird's fault. Yeah. Currently, there's litigation against the bird.
And not the guy's fault. Dude, the guy just goes, well, he didn't get really far.
How did he get in there?
I didn't hear that in the other video.
Yeah, no, I didn't hear
he didn't have, there was no remorse. There was no reaction, no empathy. Dude, it was just, damn.
We didn't even hear him go, oh, my God. He just watched a turkey get obliterated.
I want to know why it was in there.
I don't know.
I do know that it was the turkey's fault.
Apparently. What do you do after you get done fucking a turkey? You make it leave.
There you go.
Get on out of here.
Well, I didn't get very far. And then the kids just got an exploded turkey in the front seat of it.
How is your reaction not, oh, no. Is that person okay?
Is that blood on your head? No, cranberry sauce.
Looks like life ends early.
I hope somebody brought the stuffing.
Yeah, that's I was like, 911, hello, I need stuffing. Stuffing and garlic mashed potatoes, thank you.
Can you make the green bean casserole extra crispy?
I mean, pumpkin pie, stat. All right, here's a fun one. I was waiting for you, Ian, for this one. Our friends Abby and Brittany Hensel had a baby.
Oh, no.
For those of you who don't know who Abby
know
and
who
Brittany
are.
Andrew, are you familiar?
No.
Bring it up, Shannon.
My two favorite whores.
Let me try that.
Connected at the clit.
So that's Abby and Brittany.
Okay.
That is
the luckiest man alive.
That is a man who definitely doesn't have a weird fetish at all. He just is in love with a lady who happens to be on her sister.
Do they share a vagina?
Jealousy has got to be crazy.
They have to. They share a pair of legs.
Well,
whose eyes do you
look
in?
Which one is he married to? Exactly.
Shannon, explain it to us. The hot one. Which one
does
do you
he
think?
He's a man? He's like, I have a threesome every night.
He's a throuple. Shannon, explain it to us.
Hold on. I have to look it up again. I did know. I think that they share everything from like the chest down, but let me double check.
Do they have two different cell phones?
I thought you were going to talk about like how many boobs do they have.
I wanted to know. I'm like, when one of them was dating him, did they use both hands to text? Or was it like one, like, do they share responses? Like,
group
chats? How does this happen? Well, every hangout with them is a group chat.
so they share a pelvis and they have like one set of productive organs. So, like, they have to, like, have a kid together. Also, so I think this is a little bit of a clickbaity title, though, Zach. And it said that they were out with a newborn baby, but they don't know who the baby belongs to.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so I'll show you the pictures here. But, yeah, they don't know. Here's one. This is them putting the baby in the car.
Oh, man.
The wide back.
It's a wide back for a gal.
Hulk Hogan. But yeah, that's it.
So all right, let's watch that video again.
Wouldn't have to always stare and take pictures because we don't like when they take pictures. So they just knew.
Chop your other head off, idiot.
5 years ago, Abby and Brittany Hensel made a rare appearance in a documentary called Join for Life, all about their lives as conjoined twins as they turned 12.
My name's Abigail LeBron Hensel and Brittany Lee Hensel. And don't you dare say a thing about
them. As they've grown, much of their life is still the same. They still live in the same small town in Minnesota with their 14-year-old brother Cody, 12-year-old sister Morgan, parents Mike and Patty, and the family dog, Sadie.
He goes down there when he's
like most 16-year-olds, they go to school, shop, hang out with friends, and
but
dream
unlike
of the
day
most 16-year-olds,
they're fucking horrified.
They really have to cut the necks of all their shirts.
See in very unique lives.
Do you want to keep going or stop there?
I just want to discuss.
Okay.
What?
You have to, right? If you got the opportunity.
Fuck them?
Yeah.
Of course.
You gotta.
I mean, Andrew, what do you think?
I'm just like.
They're older.
There's so much flowing through my brain right now. Like, what?
Let it out, brother. Let it out.
I'm just. If one of them's blowing you, the other one's just like hitting the cushion, I don't understand.
Shannon, I believe, didn't they say that one has sex, the other, like, disassociates?
Yeah, so the
what,
twin...
What, she put on one AirPod?
the twin Abby is the one who's married to that guy, Josh, and it says they share a body and have stated they intend to be mothers, so that indicates that, you know, banging is happening, but
I wonder
Brittany
which
isn't
one
involved.
Feels it.
I think they both feel it. It's like
so, like,
both
do they
their body.
Both have to be in the mood? Like...
Which one's disassociating? Is it the one that looks like part of the body or the one that's like clinging on?
Yeah, you're going to have to be more specific. Dude, but that...
The one likes being choked, but you always forget which side is which.
Okay, ethical question. Say Brittany, or no, Abby's dating the guy. Say Brittany doesn't feel like having sex, but Abby does. Is that rape? Like, what's... Does he have to get consent from both? Like, do they both have to be into it? How does he, like, dirty talk with just the one? And is the other, like, doing a puzzle? Like, I don't...
Yeah, I was going to say, do you put, like, a pillow over the other one?
Yeah, I mean, and then just keep it there. They should really answer these questions.
Plus, like, women already take so long to get ready. Imagine, like, having two faces to do makeup on.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
He probably has to tell them that the reservation is, like, a full hour before it actually is. Just to hope to get there.
Also, we'll probably need a table in the back away from everyone so that other people can eat.
Do you have a large blanket to put over half of this freak?
Dinner for 2.5? I think. I don't know. Two seats, three menus.
What if one of them wants to transition and the other doesn't? I guess they could have a TV show called Two and a Half Men. Come on, Andrew. Don't make me.
There's no tickle
Don't
happening.
Make me.
So,
yeah. Oh, yeah, there is. I'll come over there and tickle you, Zach. Don't you worry. Come on, my little turkey. Gobble, gobble.
Yeah, I guess you have to warm places, right? You can't just show up with that.
No, I think you just show up and just live your life. I don't think, like, obviously
I'd be distracted.
They're like freaks to us, but like to them, like they just want to be treated normal, you know?
Yeah, but I'd be distracted.
Yeah, but it's like, what do you do? You just look and then you look away and then you make fun of it when you're not around.
Do they have jobs? Like, do they?
Great question. I think they're teachers, Shannon.
I'm pretty sure they're teachers. I'm reading, trying to figure out how the relationship works, but it seems like they've been really private about this part of their life.
Okay, but yeah, they are teachers, imagine. Right?
1 second.
But it's like they owe us specifically.
Yes. Fifth grade teachers in Minnesota.
Well, time for me.
Also, they get one salary.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
What do you pay to? They can only teach one class.
Yeah, but it's two people.
Doing one person's job.
Dude, imagine if one of them didn't want to be a teacher. Like, what if they had two jobs? One was a teacher and the other worked at, like,
Chick-fil-A. Hey, fucking kids.
It also says Abby focuses on math and science while Brittany focuses on language arts and reading. So they're doing two different things.
Yeah, well, because they probably share one brain. Or no, they have two different brains.
I wonder if they have, like, do they have to sleep at the same time? Or is, like, are they able to, because you're usually resting your brain during sleep. So could you, like, partition and, like, stay up indefinitely?
I mean, that to me is, like, you could get a lot of work done.
Right? Yeah, but only with your side. I think they each control a side. Like, one controls the left. Am I right, Shannon?
Yeah. Yeah. So, like, they both have independent heads, but then they both have one arm, one leg each.
Well, looks like I am going to have to move to Minnesota, hire a makeup artist, and become a fifth grader. Get in the Minnesota public school system, have them be my teachers, and then woo one of them.
The other
to
one.
Commit inappropriate acts so that she has to go to jail, but the other one doesn't. And that would be a fun time.
One, they definitely different person. Like, one's got to be the bad girl.
What do you mean?
One's got to be the meaner of the two. One's got to be the hornier of the
Dude,
two.
What if one was addicted to coke and the other was, like, into God? That'd be so cool.
It's pretty wild because, you know how guys sometimes use their left hand to feel like someone else is doing it?
Uh-huh.
It's spot on for them.
Do you think he's ever like, come on, for my birthday, can your sister lick my balls while you blow me?
Dude.
See, now you're thinking.
What if he's like, one for you, one for you, one for you?
Of course boop, I've boop, thought boop. That.
Wow.
Have he's ever double choked?
Oh, God. No, something tells me that they're all weirdly asexual.
No, they got to do. I mean, why would they have a husband? They like to fuck.
No.
At least one likes to fuck.
No, they're innocent people. They're not like us. They're not damaged. They come from good homes. They're not. Their life's not all about fucking. They want to be teachers and treated normal, not like us freaks.
Just a wholesome.
Yeah. Zach?
They want to wake up and see the.
Do you think they ever use a double-headed dildo?
Oh, my God.
I was just thinking about having a coffee on a patio at 7 a.m. looking at the sunrise.
Yeah.
They're not double.
Do they share a butthole?
Yeah, they share
everything. That would suck if one of them wasn't in the anal.
Who do you think has to wipe?
The other one. Whoever's got the dominant hand.
Yeah. Now they rock, paper, scissors every time.
Rock, paper, scissors, poop.
Do you think one of them, if they get mad at the other, they'll like...
pinch like Three Stooges?
Yeah. Whoop, 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 whoop.
Yeah, wise
dude,
guy,
that's
huh?
That's the thing. It's like, if one of them gets like hurt, does the other one feel it? That's...
Stay on pace, chowderhead.
I mean, we're not the first to ask these questions, but I think as being public freaks, they all owe us an answer.
I wonder if the other one headbutts her when she's mad.
What's going to happen when one of them...
So I've read about conjoined twins.
What if one of them got killed by like a serial killer, but he let the other live?
So with conjoined twins, one has died before the other one.
Oh, that's so sad.
And they're just connected to them.
Oh, God, that's sad.
They share a bloodstream, though.
They'll probably die. Yeah, I think the ones I read about were like bare, like they were connected by like a piece, like they were connected by like the hip.
Yeah, not these guys are connected at the pelvis.
No, they're connected by the chest up.
Oh, but they share.
They're just a two-headed person.
So do they only have two boobs?
I think so. They said the chest down, everything is one.
Why can't they make an OnlyFans? Gotcha. Ow, that hurts.
Now I'm starting to think that dog was pretty weak. If that got that reaction out of you.
Ow, thank you, thank you. Loosh. Ow, oh, Lord. Loosh.
I think they might have more than two boobs.
Get out of here.
It says they each have their own breasts. They are not sharing breasts. It says that they have two heads, two spines, individual upper bodies, so separate hearts, lungs, stomachs, and kidneys. What they share is below the waist, which is reproductive system, bladder, and intestines.
Well, I mean, good for them. Like that, they're probably going to live long because they don't have to share the most vital organs.
They probably don't want to get pregnant. They're like, look,
I thought you were going to say we probably don't want to live long.
No, they said they do want to have. They do want to have kids.
Really? They're like, we've got two people in here already. Let's get a third. That's wild.
Wait, do they share a belly?
So it's kind of like it's split a little bit. So like they have a shared uterus. They have separate stomachs and kidneys, but they share a digestive system.
Wow.
The intestines.
What if
they
one
share.
Was vegan and the other wasn't? That would
one likes really spicy stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. That colon's putting in work.
The other one hates hot food and like, please stop my asshole.
Dude, do they date different guys? I mean, you really gotta like.
I would assume they're both. You can't. It's not like they can fuck two different dudes. I mean, I guess they could do whatever they want.
Dude,
but.
What if as an experiment, you and I tied our arms together for a day and our hips together and see if we could exist?
You're going to have to tie both my arms because I will kill myself.
What if for one day and one day only, I climb on your back, we get suction cupped scotch tape together and become one man? What do you think, Zach?
I'd rather be in a horse costume with you. But I can see you maybe on my chest like a baby Bjorn.
I would do that.
I'm fine with that.
I would or do like a Yoda baby back, Bjorn
Yoda
with back, you.
Yoda backpack.
Oh, that'd be great. That's Shannon, can you look up extra large baby Bjorns, please?
All right, we're going to finish on this. You ready?
Yes.
New Jersey man dies on way to meet AI chatbot.
What?
I saw another guy who was talking to an AI jelly roll today and sending him money and is now very upset that he's been sending not jelly roll money.
Oh, God.
Look, some people are just not going to catch up on this wave that's happening. They're just not going to get
really
there.
It's really scary.
It's just going to... All right,
Shannon.
Okay, so 76-year-old man, he was talking to a Meta AI named Big Sis Billy. And the intention of this AI chatbot initially was to be like a big sister giving advice or whatever. Initially, it was Kendall Jenner, so it used her likeness. But about a year ago, she separated herself from the project because like when this story first came out, they were saying that she was associated, so she isn't. So they said that this guy is 76 years old. He's married, by the way, and has a daughter. It says he had diminished mental capacity due to a stroke in the past. And so they think that's why this happened. So he started talking to Big Sis Billy, and then it said that it was flirty with him and saying that it wanted to meet up with him, and it gave the address.
I want to sit on the working side of your face.
I know his face worked. It says the address was 123 Main Street, apartment 404, New York City, which seems like a generic address, but it actually exists. There's a 123 Main Street in Queens. So he left New Jersey. He packed a suitcase. He came to New York City, and then when he was in the Rutgers parking lot, he fell and hit his head, and he was hospitalized and pronounced brain dead, so his family pulled the plug.
So the AI thing doesn't matter, just he fell in a parking lot.
Well, he was going to meet the AI chatbot. It gave him an address.
What was he doing in a Rutgers parking lot?
I don't know. Is Rutgers here in Manhattan?
No, Rutgers is in Jersey. It's in New Brunswick.
Oh, I guess he didn't make it there. But his intention, he was trying to make it to this... to meet up with the chatbot.
Do we got a picture of what the chatbot looks like?
I have a picture of what the guy looks like.
Let's see the guy. Let's shame him. Oh.
Kind of just looks like a father.
There's no reason this needed to be a story. If he killed himself because the chatbot said to, but basically died on an errand.
Wait, go back. That guy. Is he the kid that you made cry in grade school talking about Vietnam?
You make me so happy. I love you so much. Guys, that's Ian Finance. Please watch Being Ian with Jordan. Support him on the road. Please support Andrew Packer out on the road. And we will see you for Friday's exclusive episode here on Gas Digital. Goodbye.
The fun's begun, no sleeping in. Noon is morning time to him. Pop a bagel, chug it down, just like